from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot wrap. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it.
Tell me.
I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
Hey, Patton, just hit me up if my levels are off. The adjustments and the knobs from last week are all messed up this morning. And then we're going to be traveling and setting up down on the Emerald Coast for Friday morning. That's going to screw this stuff up. Patton, so far, am I coming in clean or how's it sounding?
Yep, sound good, Bill.
Okay. All right, that was just a blind. I've forgotten all the adjustments here on my Comrex. I know for the audience is saying, Bill, I really don't care. Just do your thing, Bill. Okay, I understand. I was just a little worried because my setup at the Wilco kiosk is different from a remote setup. Particularly if you're going to have multiple headsets. It's just, I know you're saying, Bill, I don't need to know this. Too much information. TMI, Bill. I get it. I'm glad. If I sound distorted, audience, you too. If I sound like I'm coming in too hot, let me know. That's easy for me to do because I am the world's best projector ever. History of the planetary system. That's just the way it goes. 615-844-5600. That is your call text option line. I do accentuate the text angle there. 615-844-5600. If you don't feel like you have an avenue, you don't like social media, you're not going to call. But you would text if you have something to interject, if you have a question, any of that. That number is for you on Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email the show, Bill is King 7 at gmail.com. Yeah, interesting week. We will be at the Wilco kiosk through Thursday, through the Thursday show. Then we pack it up. We head down to the beautiful Emerald Coast to broadcast the show. We'll be at the Four Points Sheraton if you happen to be in the area. The plan on Friday is for me to do about an hour and then turn it over to Georgia Dog and let's just see what happens. I'll probably at that point go straight to the beach and open up a Pappy's 2000. That's probably what I will do. No, that's actually what I won't do. Probably get some breakfast. But nonetheless, it's going to be a fun week. What all did I do? I had on the college baseball. You had some interesting series. You had Florida State Duke. Florida State won two of those, won the series. That was good news for the Noles. I monitored Florida, Arkansas, and Arkansas took 2 of 3. I believe Tony Vols is down in Hogtown this weekend for a 3-game series. Tennessee swept Missouri. Now, Missouri's a struggling baseball team, but still, getting a sweep is outstanding. The Georgia A&M series, Georgia's a very much improved baseball team, and I think a program that's heading in a very correct direction, going against the Aggies, which is the top-ranked team in the country, and they won Game 3 but lost the series. Aggies winning that series. Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. I think Mississippi State won the series, right? You guys correct me on that one. That was right here in the 615. But, yeah, I had a lot of the baseball on over the weekend and absolutely enjoy thoroughly this time of the year. I do. You have all the baseball for you guys that do enjoy the spring games. That stuff's on. It's pretty much gone by now, but that stuff is on the TV. It's just a fun time, y'all. Fun time. Couple of notes here. West Coast Sooner said, Bill, did you see what Brad tweeted about OU football, spring game, etc.? He goes, this should be our best defense since I was there. And here is what Brad tweeted about the Boomer Sooner spring game. Wide receiver Deion Burks played like a first-team All-American. Defense dominated after the first quarter, expected. Really liked the pair of true freshman D-tackles in David Stone and Jaden Jackson. Sears and Halton also impressed at D-tackle. O-line and schedule a big concern. I'm trying to put in perspective. First of all, I know you're talking about an exciting time. If you're Oklahoma and Texas and you're heading to the SEC, you could not be happier. And you know what? The Big 12's not broken. This is not an attempt to sit here and begrudge the Big 12. That's a very healthy league. Very healthy league. But if you're Texas and OU, you're going to a more powerful entity. A much more powerful entity in the Southeastern Conference. And that transition is going to be very interesting. I do think that Texas, and I know this is blasphemy, I know this is sacrilege, Texas, I think, is better equipped right now in the league than Oklahoma. That does not mean Oklahoma has to struggle. But that league is going to be so unforgiving, and you could say similarly the Big Ten. But I got to tell you, let's get them on the field, but I'm a little bit, what would be the word? I don't want to say skeptical. I do not want to use that term. I'm a little bit concerned about the wear and tear in year one on Oklahoma. I think that's how I'd like to phrase it. We'll see. The beautiful thing is we're going to get them out on the field and everybody's going to be exposed. Whatever all these teams are will be exposed. It's called the sodium pentothal treatment on the show. But I'm a little worried. I'm more worried about Boomer Sooner. And again, this is as it applies to entry into the league and then performing in the league than I am Texas. At the moment, L Dog down in Peachtree City. Bill, did you see this? There is a 2025 mock draft out, Bill. Anybody that knows me knows that the way I fuel my tank every day in life is mock drafts. That's what I do, man. No, L Dog. L-Dog, This is interesting. And it's Ralph Russo from the Associated Press. Top pick in the draft. Now, this is a 25 mock draft. That's right. A 25 mock draft. Number one, Carson Beck. Now, it's got him. Hey, Patton, I don't know if you've seen this. It's got Carson Beck going to the Titans. So that's, I guess, a prediction that the season coming up for the Titans is going to be a catastrophe. Would that be accurate, Patton?
I'd be shocked if that happened, Bill.
Carson Beck, number one, they've got. Number two, going to the Patriots. Georgia with the top two picks. Mikael Williams, edge, defensive end. Previous teammates that went 1 and 2 in the draft was in 2000. Penn State did it with Courtney Brown and LeVar Arrington. Williams is the breakout star of another dominant Georgia defense. So it's got the first two taken. Again, folks, this is late April. We can have fun with mock drafts. We don't do a lot of this, but this is fun. Will Campbell, O-tackle, LSU is next. Got him third. I'm not going to mention the NFL team, but because how would anybody know who's going to be in what order? Number four, Ben Morrison, or Benjamin Morrison, Notre Dame corner. That's right. He is, I think he's the stickiest corner, I think, last year and this year in college football. No doubt about it. Number five, from Rocky Top, Tennessee, James Pierce. Very, very high on that player there. Long, he's 6'6", probably 250. He's very athletic. He's a quarterback sack guy. Needs work in the run game, yep, but getting up the field, he's a dude. Number six, Shedeur Sanders. Number seven from Ole Miss, where they redshirt Miss America's Walter Nolan, D tackle. Number eight, Quinn Ewers in the ATX. Number nine, Michigan corner Will Johnson. Number 10, Colorado corner Travis Hunter. Number 11, from Buckeye Land, JTT. You ready for more List Radio? Kelvin Banks, O-tackle, Texas, 12. Cam Ward, Miami, 13. Tyler Booker, offensive tackle, Bama, 14. Let me skip around. Harold Perkins, 16. Luther Burden, Missouri, 17. Abdul Carter, outside linebacker, Penn State, 18. D tackles for Michigan, Kenneth Grant and also Mason Graham, go 19th and 21st. Best set of D tackles in college football right there. And at Ann Arbor, Michigan. Right there, yes. We'll get the first break. Bowls of Steel, hour three.
Good morning. It's getting a little bit busier out here now, coming through the Mount Juliet area on I-40. All this traffic leaving Wilson County, headed towards Hermitage as traffic picks up down 65 southbound through Millersville, through that section of Robertson County, coming into Sumner County as it continues to build, also on 24. Now, that's starting to load up pretty good westbound 24 out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a brand new menu. You can order online today at Prince's Hot Chicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hell, he beat Saban. Freeze can coach. He might cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football.
That's why we played that promo. Oh, Tom and Myrtle Beach says, reminder that this Friday, the dinner location for Commitments has been moved. The new location is AJ's Seafood and Oyster Bar. Reason, Tail Fins, where we ate last year, burned down. Saturday, I got a picture from Georgia Dog, and it looked like the entire place was on fire with not much anybody could do. Now, you folks down there, I don't know anything more about it. You'll have to correct me if I'm mistaken, but I do know the dinner location is officially for Friday night moved. Starts at 6 o'clock at AJ's Seafood and Oyster Bar Friday night. If you happen to be down there, if you're part of Commitments, or you're just going to come by for that, then there you have it. Yeah, there you have it. Looking forward to it. Always lots and lots of fun when we head down there. Yeah, tons of fun. Back to Oklahoma, back to Boomer Sooner. I just have yet, personally, to totally immerse myself into the belief when it comes to Brent Venables as the head coach. Doesn't mean he's going to fail. Doesn't mean I think he's going to fail. It means I do have some concerns. I'm open-minded. I have not shut the book. I have not definitively concluded anything. But I would say there is a somewhat, I'd say more slight, though, at the moment, bearish bias when it comes to Brent Venables as the head coach at Oklahoma. Love the guy as a coordinator. May love the guy as head coach. That might come. Not loving him right now. There's a slight bearish bias coming from me as it pertains to Boomer Sooner. That can be alleviated. No doubt. Yeah, no doubt about it. That's going to be so much fun, watching these teams, Texas, Oklahoma, Southern Cal, UCLA, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, Cal. Actually, that's not going to be interesting. Cal, Stanford to the ACC is not interesting at all. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and act like, boy, I can't wait to see how Cal Berkeley assimilates into the ACC. I can wait. I can absolutely wait. SMU, a little more so. Yeah, a little more so. Good opportunity for them, I think, at least at the moment, unless the ACC, and I don't think, regardless of what happens, I don't know that I see them imploding like the Pac. But I do see them eroding. That is 100% on target to happen. No doubt about it. Brent down in Macon said, Bill, here's to a fantastic week. Cheers. Yeah, Brent, it's going to be fun. Yeah, let me see where my levels are. Test one, two. Maybe. Did that pick it up a little bit? Maybe. Did that pick it up? Test 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Just want to be careful. Don't want to peg out too much. Is that a little better? Okay. All right. Yeah, I told you guys, we're going to have some control panel adjustments during today's show. But you may wonder, well, Bill, you're always at the Omni. They're monthly and you're all around other places. Yeah, but we use some different equipment and a different combination, and my Comrex got readjusted off of what it's been set on for years. And I know you're thinking, so? Well, all I know is when it comes to me, the adjustments are very delicate because of how I project. You have to be careful. 614 Rob up in Ohio. Hey, Bill. Please talk about baseball more so we don't have to hear about mock drafts. Well, JTT was in there. You didn't like that? Yeah, JTT was in there. They acknowledge you, guy. He ought to be in there. Should be. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, 10 Florida State players got drafted, so much more than one player. Bleep, Herbie, and ESPN, Bill. We will settle this in Dublin. I don't watch the draft hardly at all. I don't find it interesting. I certainly don't follow how they're doing once they go to the NFL. I just don't. It's just not interesting to me. I love recruiting. I love the high school to college stuff. I love the college game. Love the high school game. After that, I can't make myself like it. I can't fake it. Craig in North Augusta. Hey, Bill, South Carolina took 2 of 3 from Kentucky. How about that? I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Tom was talking about it. Was it game one they were down or game two? 4-1 in the ninth, they came back and won? Yeah, I saw that. They're coming on. How about Tony Vols heading down to Hogtown? How about that? Looking forward to that. That's going to be interesting. I got a sneaky suspicion. If you're Tennessee, you better be ready for Florida's best 3 games they've played. That's what you better be ready for. Cags and the boys, I'm just telling you. Kevin up in Chicago, NorCal, up in the Windy City. Hey, Bill, did you see why Keon Coleman chose Sparty before he transferred to the Noles? Said he wanted to get used to playing in the cold. I did not see that. He's a Louisiana kid. And I did not see that or know that. I will go back. Remember when, and maybe it was a few years ago, they would do the podcast. It'd be a former Alabama player and usually another one, and they do a barbershop type podcast. And I don't remember which Alabama star, former star it was, but he said the biggest adjustment he made or had to make coming from Alabama, coming from the SEC, was the weather. You think about everybody's faster, everybody's the best player from a previous college team or high school team or whatever. He said his biggest adjustment was weather. And I don't remember where he played. I don't even remember which player it was. I don't. But think about it. If you're going to get drafted, you're from the SEC or you're down in Florida, you're Florida State, Miami, Central Florida, those teams. And you get drafted by New England. Or the Jets, or the Giants, or the Packers, let's say. Or, hey, Kansas City. Seattle. We go on and on. Then you're going to have to make a big adjustment from the comfort level that you're used to playing down south. Particularly once you get on into deep October, November, December, January. Much different world. I tell you, other than New York City in December, and again, I'm from the South, so you're probably going to laugh at my cold stories. Walking in between those buildings, how windy it is. We were up there doing the show for Sirius. But I would say the other, let's say, coldest I have been was December of, what year would that have been? 08, we were in Kansas City for the Oklahoma-Missouri Big 12 championship game. And it was like the NFL films, old reels, where you can see your breath. And it's white. I mean, it's lily white. It was that cold. And again, you're laughing probably because you're used to it. I'm not. And we were there in Kansas City. It's the first time I'd ever experienced black ice. I didn't even know what that was. No idea what that was. No, Kev said, Bill, Keon Coleman, wise decision because he was chosen by Buffalo. There you go. Georgia Dog said, Bill, make sure to say AJ's on the harbor. They have three locations, two doors down from Tail Fence. The AJ's on the harbor. If you've been in Destin, you've seen the signs for AJ's, right? But he's saying, make sure, Bill, that it's the one there on the harbor. Charlie down in America's Georgia on the text line this morning. Happy Monday to everybody. Travel later this week down to the Emerald Coast to do the show from Commitments. Charlie in America's Bill, how do you see the drama of Shedeur Sanders playing out on an NFL team? Think Deion will be having his own press conferences after each of Shedeur's games? I'm wondering, when we get through the playing portion, the next playing portion, the 24 season, and it's time to get drafted, what conversations are being had about Shedeur Sanders? He's a very gifted quarterback. But the Daddy Bowl aspect of it. Now, again, Bill, this is the NFL. The NFL takes crap from nobody. I understand that, but we're talking about Deion. Deion ain't just anybody. Like him or not. Is Deion going to be a Daddy Ball problem? Not that he'll be coaching Shedeur at that point, but still a Daddy Ball problem that's not worth the headache. My hunch would be, if you're the NFL, you don't give a rip because nobody tells you what to do. And if you're an NFL coach, you're certainly very secure in your manhood and you don't really care about Daddy Ball problems. This ain't a high school team. But that is an interesting angle there by Charlie in America. It is. It is. I hadn't thought about that much, but and it's sad because, again, Shedeur Sanders is a very gifted quarterback. Chicago going with Caleb Williams, I just, not a big fan, man. Not a big fan. Pac-12, Dave. Now, I'm wondering about, Dave is a fire chief. Says, hats off to the Georgia Dog. I was ready to drive to Destin today looking for a venue for our formal meal. He nailed it. Great get. Tail Fins caught fire. I don't know any other way to call it. Now, I don't know if that is Pac-12 Dave's jurisdiction, but I'm assuming that place, did that place burn down like Red Bar did years ago? You locals are going to have to fill me in. I don't know the extent here. Did it burn down and end its operations like what happened at the Red Bar before they rebuilt it? And I haven't been to the Red Bar since they rebuilt it, whenever that was, years back. Balls of Steel coming up. That's Hour 3, though. Happy Monday, y'all. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Starting to crank up now. A little bit more volume on 24 westbound. Coming up out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, through the Antioch area. Still looks good through Mount Julian right now with that traffic flow as it builds on 40 westbound as you come through Lebanon, making your way towards Hermitage, 65 down from the north, not bad, through Millersville. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Thank you. Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Warrior fan, can't believe I'm about to say it. You just got beamed. Devastating evening for the Dubs. Devastating, in fact, for anybody who was pulled for this Warriors dynasty. It truly did feel like the end of an era. And if not the end of an era, maybe the end of Klay Thompson's era at Golden State. What a terrible way to go. You got to feel for him. Disastrous night for a class guy and a rough night for a class organization.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Call or text the best college football radio show in the history of humankind. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Balls of Steel, that's our three. Monday edition. We'll be here in the Wilco kiosk location for the show through Thursday, and then we head down to the Emerald Coast. We'll do the show out of the Sheridan, Four Points, Friday morning, and just hang out, man. I don't have any plans, really, and I'm not planning on any. It's going to be just chill time. I'm not a guy that chills a lot. I'm not. I like to be busy. I like to be occupied, but I'm going to take a couple of chill days down there. Again, the location Friday night for the dinner is AJ's, and Georgia Dog said, make sure you say AJ's on the harbor. Saturday is the golf tournament, and the pairings are all set. Times posted those numerous times. I'm not part of the golf event. I'll be back at the hotel, but going to be fun, man. Looking forward to it. Heading down, probably get down there 4-ish local time. Yeah, about 4 o'clock is when we'll get down there. And what we will do immediately is make sure all the equipment's working and then chill a little bit. No Kev up in Chicago. And by the way, Brent Macon said the coldest he's ever been in Chicago. I'll give you that here in a second. I've only been to Chicago for the Big Ten meetings. Well, I take that back, as a kid, but I don't really remember. But as an adult, I've only been in Chicago in July during the Big Ten meetings, and the weather could not be more exquisite. It's 78. Wind's coming up off Lake Michigan. There's a nice breeze. It is wonderful. No cap, Bill. Curious, where does the mock draft have Travis Hunter going? Prime said Travis, Shador, and Shiloh are only going to something like five teams. I don't remember. Had him going, I believe, 10th. Yeah, I don't remember what team it was. Topwater Assassin, Bill, did you see where Derek Dooley, a.k.a. the Doolander, is putting together a private equity group to get a G5 playoff? Bill, it makes sense. Love watching Coastal and App State, but we can't pretend that that's Power 5 football. I haven't read enough about it, but let me ask this very poignant question. Where's the drip coming from? I read this and I saw some headlines. I did not read this story. I will. Bill, did you see Derek Dooley's putting together a private equity group to get a G5 playoff? Okay. But where is the revenue stream? You've got to go out and sell it. It's got to be attractive for TV. Which network, what network, how are you going to buy the rights to that? If you're a network executive, here's what I need to know. If I'm going to bid for that event, a G5 playoff, can I make any money on it? Can I sell ads against the investment I'm making to carry these games? Can I cover my costs plus, let's say, 10%? If you're a network executive, will your buddies at, let's say, Big Tech, your buddies in the big pharma world, advertisers, big money, your big beer buyers, meaning I'm talking about the distributors or the companies, the beer companies, but they are buyers, right, of ads. Can you get your money back, whatever you're bidding now? Is that an event that's attractive or worth your time? Now, again, folks, I know what he said, private equity. I understand that part, but how are they going to make their money back? Not sure I understand that part of it. Brent down in Macon, Georgia. Coldest I've ever been, Bill, was when I lived in Chicago. Wind whipping off Lake Michigan, hitting you straight in your soul, Bill. Bone-crushing cold. Coming off that lake so cold, it enters your solar plexus and finds your soul. I like the way he put that. Topwater Assassin, Bill, as long as there's a betting line, people will watch a G5 playoff. I hadn't even thought about that angle. It's a good point. It's a good point. I hope the Doolander is able to pull that off. I don't know anything more about it, but that would be interesting. Since he's not much of a coach. Just had to add that part in there a little bit. It's kind of weird. But other than that, I hope he pulls it off. All right, coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They were dodging a construction barrel a few minutes ago that was partially out in the lane of traffic on 40 eastbound, just past Fessler's. Traffic's picking up quite a bit now with that volume on 65 south coming down through Millersville. I-40 east is building out there in Dixon County, passing Highway 46, headed towards Kingston Springs as it loads up with more volume on 24 westbound at 840 out there in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. All that traffic flow headed towards Nashville. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu. You can order online today. It's easy. Check out princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's a Bill King Show.
Of course, you know what kicks in right after recruiting, and it accelerates, and that's knucklehead season. So God knows what happens, who it happens to, when it happens, but if you're a fan of whatever school, it's coming your way. Knucklehead season always sprouts up.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
No cap up in Chicago, Bill. I wonder if Deion's going to get the agency business. I doubt that. That's too much. Deion, you got to remember, Deion is quirky, but Deion is more old school than anything. Let's just keep that in mind. Deion is very old school. And that world, I would drive him crazy. Now, will he be handling his kids? I would think probably. That part, but I just mean in general, no. Deion wouldn't put up with that. I couldn't see that happening. It is interesting to wonder what his future is, though. Does he want to coach? Is this beyond the kids? Because I brought it up last week. Is this all a big mirage in the name of Daddy Bull? Or is it legit? And I have to question, again, I don't say that from a I hate Deion. I actually like Deion. I'm on the like Deion side, but I have to question what's going on here. I have to be objective about it the way I look at it. And I just wonder if this entire Colorado situation is a big mirage masking what is going on, which is Deion's going to play college daddy ball. After that, who gives a rip? I'm just wondering. Or when they move on, is he really wanting to pursue winning college football games and building up this Colorado program without his kids? Where's his heart once they're gone? That's a very good question. If you're Rick George, my boy, the AD at Colorado, if that's the case, then you've been played. Now, I don't blame Rick for trying this, but you've been played if that's the case. Rick's a smart guy. I'm wondering what he's thinking. Yeah, Rick played DB at Illinois. He was a corner for Mike White, I believe, in the early 80s. And shortly thereafter got into coaching, was on the Colorado staff as they were building towards a 1990 national championship. Now, he and DiNardo were already out of Colorado. The year they left, right when they left, that Colorado team was about to split the national championship in 1990 with a team from downtown Atlanta. And they went to Vanderbilt and actually did a pretty good job. Yeah, actually did a very good job. Kevin in Dublin, Georgia, not Dublin, Ireland, where Jim and Jupiter's going in August. No, totally different Dublin. This one's in Georgia. Bill, is the Group of Five level closer to P5 or 1AA in your opinion? I'm going to say closer to P5. Now, it depends on the team. But you're just saying on average, I'd say closer to P5. There's a lot of good football players in those leagues, in those teams. People poach the heck out of those teams. What you find at those schools are the players who got misevaluated and now are getting developed and have become prospects, or they were late bloomers. And again, I tell this story all the time. You've got a 6'3.5", 198-pound high school defensive end. Size-wise, nobody on a D1 solid level is going to blink at that. He goes to a prep school or he goes to a junior college, and in a year and a half, he goes from 6'3.5", 198, to 6'4.5", 260. That happens. And he is a terror. He eats nails and glass for breakfast. He's long. He gets to the quarterback. Offensive tackles cannot athletically stay with him. That happens. So you have one of two. Again, maybe it's a guy that just was a little undersized. Here's the other angle you get. Maybe you get an offensive lineman who's 6'1", 285. Now, that's, you know, in the real world, that's a really big dude. In that world, it's small. Because if you're a pretty solid D1 team, your interior guys are going to be 6'3 and up, and they're going to be 305 and up. Your tackles, you want to be 6'5". But long arms is the most important. You can be 6'4 if you've got long arms. Can't have alligator arms. That's just the way it looks. So you're going to get, if you're 6'1", they're going to have a bias, a bearish bias against you. Well, let's just say that guy, so what? He's not 6'3 plus, but he is just a beast and can make things happen. Then you have to take a look at that. Jason Kelce played in the NFL, one of the best centers in the history of the game, just retired, at about 290. Now, he's listed at 6'3". He's not 6'1". 290, y'all, is tiny in that world. That is tiny. And he was a beast. Heck, he's a walk-on. Coming right back. Tommy Nashville Hotel.